Welcome back to Double M on the Roll. We are here at a special location right now, Birdie's Hot Chicken, and I'm here with the owner, Viv. How you doing, Viv?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. I'm a big fan of Birdie's.
Have you had us before already?
I've had you guys twice now, but never in this location.
Okay.
So that's what we definitely got to get into. Now you guys are branching out. I didn't even know there was one here at Westwood, which is closer to me.
Oh, good.
So that means
I see you more often then.
Yes, so that means I'm going to be here all the time. We got the Double M team with us. We have Mello in the background. We got Mike Nice in the building. And we got Cool Sam here as well. And we're all super excited to have Birdie's Hot Chicken here at Westwood. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about my experience. So one of my good friends who lives in Brockton, who's always telling me, yo, you got to check out Birdie's. It has the best sandwiches. Check out Birdie's. Check out Birdie's. So I finally went there. Nice little location that had the video games like you guys have here, the arcade style.
We want to make it like fun.
Yes. So I was there and I had it. And I got medium because I like spice, but I didn't know how you guys.
Yeah, I always say go down a spice because it's like a dry seasoning.
Yes.
I feel like it hits you a little bit more.
Exactly. So I went medium and I fell in love. But I did tenders.
Okay.
The tenders and fries the first time.
Did you put honey on it?
They told me to. So I put the little honey
pack.
Yes,
you got to do the honey.
Put the little honey pack, ate it, smacked. So I went back again. Second time, I think I brought Mike this time. I brought Mike, and I got the sliders.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
I put the honey pack. I told him too, put the little honey.
Oh, that one actually has a little honey in there already.
I didn't know that.
You gotta get the extra honey. I like extra honey.
Yeah. So I put a little extra honey on it, ate it, and it smacked again. Yeah. So this is my third time now here, and I'm getting to interview you. I want to hear, first, how did Birdie's come about with you?
So me and my fiance, we were always really big foodies. Like, we would travel everywhere for food. Every time we're on vacation, the first thing I do is just look up places to eat.
Right.
So we went down to Nashville, and then everyone was so we were like, everyone kept saying, like, you have to try the chicken there. You have to try the hot chicken. So we went, and we're like, wow, this is really good. We went to two different ones, like, that were really famous. And they were both really good. We're like, wow, we need to bring this to Boston because there's nothing like this. And he also lived in California for a little bit too. And the whole hot chicken crave there was huge. Like, you can go down one street and there'd be three different hot chickens. It's so saturated over there, but there's so many. And
there's not much.
There's none over here.
Yeah,
not like Nashville style, you know? So we're like, you know what? Let's try it. Mm-hmm. And we actually started like experimenting with recipes, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, this is recent.
So it was five, six, seven almost even. Yep. It was a little while, but we just couldn't get the recipe down. And it was bad.
So when you were tasting, you was like, this
No, it was so bad. Like, we stopped doing it for 2 years because we were so discouraged.
Right.
And we lived in a little apartment. We had like a little fryer and everything. Yeah. We were just doing it out of our own home and doing like test kitchens with our friends. But it just wasn't good enough for me to sell. If I sell something, I want to be in love with it too.
So you already know once you had it in Tennessee that you wanted to do something here to sell. You already knew you wanted.
We were like, because it was so busy there, you know, like everybody loved it. Everybody always talks about it. So we're like, if it's popping here, maybe we can have it here.
Right. That's really cool. So when did you know you finally had it?
During around COVID times, we were just playing with more recipes because we were sitting at home, nothing to do. Right. We're like, you know what? Let's try this again. So we just kept experimenting and putting like different seasonings together. Because there's about probably, there's definitely more than 10 seasonings that go into our seasoning. Yeah, there's probably around like maybe 14 different seasonings.
14 different
seasonings. Yeah, that like goes into it.
You gotta say that again. Look at the camera. There's
14 different seasonings that go into it.
Yeah, that's really dope. And you guys found it. You did the taste test. You brought your friends.
And then we were like, okay, wait. I think we knew what was missing in there. It was just like a burst of flavor after we had it that time. And we're like, okay, this is it. So then we got all our friends together, and then we did another taste test, and they're like, yep, this is it.
That's awesome.
And so then
So in Nashville, do they do sliders, tenders? Well, I see you guys do waffles.
So they did more like the whole bird. Mm-hmm. So they did like the leg quarter. We actually did have leg quarter. I don't know if you were in the Brockton location. So in the Brockton location a long, long time ago when we first opened, we did the leg quarters. Right. But they took so long to cook that people were getting very upset. Mm-hmm. So we actually took that off the menu. But down in Tennessee, they had like I think they did the wings, they did the whole bird, like the drumsticks, the leg quarter, everything. But for us, we wanted to do like a very simple menu. We didn't want to cut up a whole bird back anything. You. So we just stuck with the tenders, boneless. People don't like bones too sometimes. Mm-hmm. It gets very messy. So we were like, let's just do tenders. And then we created the sandwich, and then we created also the chicken and waffles too.
Yes, I've heard great reviews.
Mellow I was like, stellar. You got to try the chicken and waffles today. You had the tenders, you had the slider, now it's the chicken and waffles.
Wow, okay. So Birdie's, its name, Birdie's Hot Chicken. When someone told me about it, I felt like I already knew it without even actually being it. What did you guys think of the name? Why did you want to use Birdie's? And then let's talk about the logos. Look at the chicken.
It looks like Anthony, doesn't it?
Now we got to put Anthony on the camera.
It's the glasses and like the head shape. But so I thought Birdie's because I thought chicken, like a chicken, a bird. So I thought that was like a cute name. Right. And then just like the hot chicken. Nice and simple.
Perfect.
And then we contacted actually a graphic designer, mm-hmm. and we just told him that we wanted to do a chicken that was animated, and that's what they came up with.
And you knew and, right away. No,
we tweaked the colors a little bit and some things, but for the most part, we're like, you know what? It's kind of cute.
It gives me Looney Tune vibes.
It does. It does. Because we want like a fun-filled vibe. Yeah. Like that's why we did like the video games and...
So was the arcade always a thought process? You knew that you wanted to
that's
get
what
an arcade?
Yeah, that's what he always wanted. It's like nostalgic too.
It really is. I was just playing, I was doing the Terminator.
Oh, yep.
And then I was playing the Marvel. You know, I love me some Marvel. So
me too.
Anytime I'm in here, that's when I'm just going straight. When I'm waiting for my food or not, I'm going straight here. I haven't played the X-Men or the basketball yet.
For a second, we actually were skeptical about the Terminator one because we're like, what if people get angry? And then they like start like throwing the guns. Yeah.
But luckily, the vibe you guys create here, I don't think anyone's going to get
angry. Like, it's just fun.
No,
you know?
It is. It's a good vibe. Anyone who hasn't come here yet, the music has been pristine so far. You know, there's good vibe. People are smiling while they're here. So let's talk about the locations. So you, like I said, I've been to the Brockton one. Now you guys have moved out here to Westwood, and there might be a third location
as well? Yes, we are actually in the process of opening our Boston location right in Downtown Crossing.
Business is about to be booming.
I hope so. Downtown? I need people to go back into the office and work.
Yes, Downtown Crossing?
Yep, right in Downtown Crossing, right on Washington Street. I don't know if you're familiar with that area.
I'm very familiar with
it. So there used to be like a Barnes & Noble at that corner, but I think it's like a Walgreens now. We're right around the corner from Walgreens.
Wow. Did you ever imagine that you guys would be jumping from Brockton to now franchising to three different places?
We just was working on Brockton and we're like, okay, this is like it's doing well, you know, like customers like us, we're getting good reviews. And we come to this plaza pretty often because I go to the grocery store. And we love plazas because Brockton is kind of in a plaza a little bit.
It is.
I love how there's parking, easy accessible, off the highway. So we came across this location, we're like, maybe it'll be kind of like a good addition here.
And how's the reviews been here?
The reviews have been really good here. I think we just need to get more people in the door because we're so new.
Yeah.
And this isn't really a plaza where people go shopping in. When you're coming, you're going strictly for Wegmans, Marshalls, Target, but Brockton, you kind of see it and
you want to.
Yeah,
no, I get it. No, I'm super excited for the downtown one. I think that one's going to do amazing. I love that you guys are continuing to grow and continue being successful. So, for people who want to start up a restaurant business, whether it's small or big, what advice would you give? Give to them since you guys are still pretty brand new.
I mean, as long as you believe that you have a good product, just go for it. Because honestly, I've realized there's so many people in the world that you will eventually capture enough people to love your product just as much. Because of course we get bad reviews. People are like, this is the worst food we've ever eaten. We one time got a review saying someone's like, I threw my food out the window because it was that bad.
They're lying.
I'm like, why would you waste food? Yeah, and why are you littering? Now you're littering and wasting food. But you can't please everybody.
No, for sure.
But I mean, for anybody, just believe in yourself. Don't be scared. Because, okay, of course, it's definitely scary to open up something. And what if it doesn't succeed?
Right.
But you just have to keep pushing, I feel.
I love that mentality that you have. And you guys are moving forward. So if there are other hot chicken businesses,
yep,
growing in Massachusetts, are you like, wow, we're the pioneers of that? Like, we brought that here to Mass. So how do you see
we kind
that?
Of do, because we were the first hot, yeah, chicken to open. But of course, since it's like a big crave, I feel, yeah, like there will be other hot chickens that open. Mm-hmm. So that's why we want to expand to different cities where even neighboring cities or towns can be like, oh wow, wait, I've heard of Birdies. Because we've had people come down from, like, where's that place down? Where, like, Six Flags is?
All the way in West Mass,
yeah,
at Ogwash.
Yeah, Springfield. Yep.
Springfield,
so we had, like, someone actually come down from Springfield to try us out.
Oh, that's dope.
When
you got people driving 2 hours.
Yeah,
to
so we're food. Like, wow. That's like, it makes us feel really good, yeah, like, that we sell such a product that people actually like.
You should be really proud of what you guys have here. That's why we wanted to, one, just talk to you, learn more about it. Because when we're like, this is incredible. This is incredible.
Thank you.
And we want more people to come to your business.
Thank you. And just share
the food that you guys have created here. And I just love the background story of this, hearing that you guys have tried so many different flavors.
So many times,
And now it's become a huge hit.
Yep.
So that's awesome, man.
And it's such a simple, like, product, you know?
No, it really is.
There's only one flavor, but it's just different levels of spice.
So today I'm moving on to hot.
Oh.
I'm going to hot.
Oh, you know, it will be good for the chicken and waffles to get hot, because, yeah, there's maple syrup on it, so it kind of brings down the spice a little bit.
She's good. I'm ready to try some food. Viv, thank you for having us.
Of course.
In this space. Anything you would like to tell the people about Birdies Hot Chicken before we wrap up?
You gotta come and try us out.
That's it. Try on Birdies Hot Chicken. We are here at the Westwood location. There's another one opening up at Downtown Crossing. We'll be making sure to go out there and try it over there as well. But this is MM on the road. This is Viv, the owner of Birdies Hot Chicken. We'll catch you guys next time.
10 minutes on the dot.
Oh, wow.
Come on now.
You are good.
Come on. Perfect.